welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I want to invite you to come take a look at our live broadcast we're doing currently on otrwesterns.com. Look for it on the right-hand side. It's something fun to do, and we get about 15, 20 people listening at any given point. If you have any problems with it, let me know. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Let's get into today's episode. It's going to be The Lone Ranger, and I hope you enjoy.
A cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead!
The town of Blackwater, on the edge of the cattle country, was jam-packed with cowhands on a holiday. The spring roundup was over, and from all the ranches for miles around, the cattlemen and their waddies were spending the cash the cattle had brought. Two men rode into town and stopped in the heavy shadows near a building. Only one idler stood near.
Steady, Silver. Lord, if I ground hitch my horse out here, mister?
Hey, that white stallion's a Jim Dandy. He for sale?
No, he isn't.
Just name your figure, mister. I'll pay cash, I'll swap, or I'll make you a wager. Maybe a shooting match at a target. Winner take the horse. How about it?
Sorry. Silver's not for sale.
Well, it's worth a try anyway.
Get a big fella.
Hey, you better tie your horse to the hitching rail. You might wander.
No. Silver stands where he's told. Don't you, big fella?
Kino. Sure got him well trained. Well, there's Tad Beaver. Howdy, Tad.
Kemosabe, what we do? There are plenty of hombre in Blackwater. And you wear masks.
It's a dark night, Tonto. I've got my hat pulled down. The mask won't be noticed. We'll stay in the shadows. Keep your eyes open for trouble.
Trouble mean Meacham, huh?
Whoever Meacham shows his ugly face, there's trouble, all right. I'll meet you back here in half an hour.
Tonto, go.
So far, so good, huh, boys? This end of town is plenty dark. Everybody's down at the gambling halls.
Everything's all set, Meacham.
Don't blow up the safe till I give the word.
What are we waiting for?
Here he comes now.
That you, Jed?
Meacham, better rip that safe open and vamoose with the cash pronto.
What's the matter? Something we didn't figure on?
Yeah, it's
I don't see anything wrong. This end of town's deserted. Everybody's up with the gambling, isn't the liquor.
Let me finish. He's in town, Meacham.
Eh?
Him.
Who are you talking about? The way you say it, it sounds like...
The masked man.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm sure it was him. Even though it was too dark to spot his mask. He drew rein beside the bright star not more than 10 minutes ago. He had his engine parted with him. He's looking for you.
Did he say so?
He didn't have to say so. What else would he be doing here?
Yeah, reckon you're right.
Yeah, drat it, just our luck. A safe full of cash in the cattleman's offices, and the Lone Ranger has to stick his nose
in... Shut up, Larry.
What are you going to do, Meacham? You think maybe we better straddle our horses and vamoose? Forget about the cash?
Don't be loco, Jed.
What then?
Safe's all ready to blow up. We're not stopping now. Lone Ranger don't know who you are, does he?
I swapped words with him nice and calm. He must take me for one of the cattlemen.
Find him and bring him here.
Boss!
Carnation, Meacham. You gone plumb scatterbrain?
What'd I say, Jed? Find him and bring him here. And tell him this.
The It's the Cattlemen's Association? You're sure?
Dead sure, mister. I saw three or four armies skulking inside, right next to the safe.
Hold up, men.
That's what I figured. I went looking for the town marshal, but he's never around. He's wanted. I'm mighty glad I found you.
I'm not a lawman.
Oh, you're a heapside better. I got a good idea who you are.
And there's the cattleman's building now. The street looks empty.
Yeah, they're inside, I tell you. Look, you can see the back of the building from here. See the horses?
Yes, five of them. What's your name?
Jed.
All right, Jed, we'll... What are you stopping for?
Mister, this is as far as I go.
Aren't you coming with me? We can take them by surprise.
Two against five. Not on your life.
They won't be watching us. They'll be busy with the safe.
No, sirree, mister. I savvy about you. You're a sure shot. You're afraid of nothing. You're quick on the trigger. But I'm not used to gunfighting. No, sir.
Well, then, Jed, I'll have to go in alone.
Alone?
Can you think of another way?
We could round up some of the boys, find the marshal.
By that time, these bank robbers would be gone. Now, Jed, I'm going in. You go back and try to locate the marshal. Bring him as fast as you can.
Keno, mister.
I'll try to keep them busy.
Doggone, you've got the nerve of a dozen wildcats. Adios and good luck.
Adios, Jed.
Good luck.
Must be Meacham. He's the only outlaw leader who'd do anything as daring as this. Here's the porch. I'll check my guns. Bad Tonto isn't here. As much as a candle on the floor behind the safe. Well, there's only one thing to do.
All right, Meacham, come out of the dark. This is a showdown.
It's him, all right, Meacham. It's the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, Jed did a good job. Never mind rolling him over. I reckon that explosion finished him.
All right, you hombres, don't stand around. The safe's wide open. Grab the cash, let's get going. Old town will be swarming down here like hornets. Now get moving.
They headed west for Los Davos. I saw them. They got all the gold out of the safe.
No use trail them now. It's dark as he instead of a boot.
Well, at least you got one of them, Marshal.
I wish you'd found me sooner, Jed. We could have stuffed it.
I moved as fast as I could.
Yeah, nobody's blaming you, then. What was you saying?
I was talking about this hombre laying here on the floor, Marshal. Wearing a mask. He must be one of the outlaws.
You mean was, Jed. Looks to me like he's dead.
I guess he was too close to the safe when it blew up.
Yeah, sometimes blasting powder's mighty hard to figure. There's one thing I don't savvy, though.
What's that?
He had his guns in his hands when the blast went off. Why'd he do that?
Well, maybe he was a lookout for the gang, Marshal.
Yeah, that sounds logical.
Wonder who he was, Jed.
I don't know.
Don't make no never mind, Cal. Any of you gents identify this hombre? Nobody knows him, eh? Well, then he'll go to a nameless grave. A couple of you gents get a spot in Boot Hill ready for him.
And you're going to give him a decent burial?
But first, he's an outlaw, isn't he? An outlaw without a name. As long as we don't know his name, we can't give him a decent burial. He don't deserve it. Cal, you and Harry get...
You wait!
Who's that?
You let me pass! Out of the way!
Easy, Injun.
Well, I'll be dog. It's an Injun.
Me come to see if... Kimasabe.
Injun. You know that, gent?
Sure looks that way, Marshal. The engine must be an outlaw, too. Ain't that right, boys?
That's right, Jed.
Marshal, you better string him up. Put him in the same grave with the masked man.
Put him in grave with... No, you're not burying him.
We're not leaving him for the buzzards. There's for you. What are you doing?
No, you not move. First one reach for gun, Tonto shoot.
What in thunder?
Engine, put those guns back in your holsters.
Me go now, and me take masked man with me.
Don't be loco. You haven't got a chance.
Hey! And me see you pull gun from holster. Next time anybody try to shoot... He hit him.
I reckon the engine means business, Marshal. We better do like he says.
Ah. And you pick up, masked man.
Come on, Jed.
Right. Now, clear away. Take him out door. Put him on horse. Pronto.
All right.
Now, put him on white horse.
Sure. Easy with them six guns.
You fall off, engine.
Tie hands to saddle horn. Right. Put rope under horse and feet. Stand quiet, Silver. Quiet.
Keno, engine.
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella.
Engine, this don't make sense. That fella's dead. What are you doing? Taking him someplace to be buried?
You stand clear. Get him up, Scout. Come on, Silver.
Look, the engine's shooting.
There he goes. Hold your fire, boys. Hold up the sea.
Get him up, Scout. We go to hiding place in hills.
¶¶
You go away, Silver. Go away. Marshal say Lone Ranger dead. We not sure, huh? We put water on head. So. Kimasabe. Kimasabe. It's Tonto. Silver.
Kimasabe. Tonto, I walked right into it.
Tai. You open eyes.
We're back at the camp, aren't we, Tonto?
Ah.
Oh, Silver. Good old fella. Your master's all right.
Many men think you die. They think you outlaw. It's good you have disguise on under mask. They almost take the mask off. Tonto have to use guns to get away from Blackwater.
So the end of the fuse. Too late, Tonto. Just enough time to throw myself to the floor before the blast went off. It's all that saved me.
Bad men make trap to kill you.
What about the cash?
Meacham take cash right away pronto.
What about a posse?
Posse not follow. It too dark.
That means we'll take up the trail in the morning. That means there's work for us.
No, Kimasabe. You not get up.
No, I'm fine now.
Oh, you not dizzy? Head not spin?
No, the blast knocked me unconscious, Tonto. I reckon I've had a good rest. Steady, big fella.
You strong like mountain lion.
Tonto, it's been light for several hours already.
That's right.
That means the marshal and his posse have already started after Meacham.
Maybe so, but it'll take posse plenty long time to catch up with bad men.
We've got to find those outlaws first. You think we can do it?
We do it. Silver and scout plenty fast.
Good. Then let's travel. Steady, Silver.
Go, scout. Hold fire.
Steady, big fella. You know which way Meacham's van headed from Blackwater, Tonto?
Then go south.
Good. We can quarter past the Angel Rim and pick up their trail. Follow me, Tonto.
Get him up, scout.
Well, Silver!
Safe in the hills now. Off your horses, make yourselves easy. Reckon it's mighty night time for breakfast.
We should have traveled faster getting here, Meacham.
Yeah, Larry? What for? What was the sense of rushing?
Ain't you worried about a posse?
Now, don't be loco. Jed's in town, isn't he? He's got orders to make sure that posse doesn't find our trail too easy. And he can make sure, too. Jed's mighty clever.
Yeah, but how...
Hold your tongue, Larry. We've been watching the back trail since sunup, haven't we? There's been no sign of a posse.
I don't reckon not.
Besides, we got more than enough guns to handle any posse. The only gent I was worried about was the Lone Ranger. Now he's dead. All right, gents, gather around. Bring that cash we stole. About time we figured out just how much there is of it.
There's plenty.
Sure there's plenty. Roundup time, wasn't it? That safe held all the cash the ranchers got for the cattle. Here, put your saddlebags down in this cleared space. Yeah, now we'll just... Hey, what's that?
I thought he heard horses.
Yeah, me too. I don't see anything.
Well, I don't hear him now. Not a sound. I reckon we just imagined it.
Either that or it was a couple of wild horses. All right, boys, we'll get busy now.
What in blazes? It's an arrow. It's right in this log. Where did it come from?
I don't see a thing.
Neither do I.
I don't like this one bit. Don't tell me there's engines around here that we got to watch out for.
Meacham.
What's eating you, Larry? You're shaking like a leaf.
Look. Look what's fastened to the head of that arrow.
Huh?
It's a silver bullet.
Silver bullet? That means the Lone Ranger. No, but it can't. The Lone Ranger's dead.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Meacham sent his men scouting in all directions to see if they could learn where the arrow came from. When his men returned, Meacham was sitting on the ground, turning the silver bullet in his fingers, a puzzled frown on his face.
Oh, boy. No sign, Meacham. I looked along the ridge, didn't see a thing. Whoever did it covered his tracks and vamoosed.
It's all right, gents. While you were out looking, I've been figuring. It couldn't have been the Lone Ranger. He's dead.
Maybe he ain't dead, Meacham.
We saw him fall, didn't we? Sure he's dead. They had an Injun partner. Maybe that Injun part of his is carrying on for him. Maybe he set this silver bullet to let us know he aims to take revenge for the masked man.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be correct.
That bullet was tied to an arrow, wasn't it?
That's right. It was an Injun arrow, too. That sure takes a load off my mind. The masked man would have been one tough hombre to handle. For shucks, there's no sense of worry about an Injun. We can handle him easy.
Steady, Silver.
Well, Tonto, given up looking for us.
We cover hoof prints plenty good before we shoot arrow, and they not find any sign.
At least we gave them something to worry about. I don't like it, Tonto.
Huh?
Why are they staying here? Meacham should be a friend of the posse. He left a trail as easy to follow as a riverbed.
That's right.
He's got a trick up his sleeve, I'm sure.
Kimasabi. Maybe Jed.
Who?
Well, Tonto wonder about man in town. Man who lead you to cattleman building.
Jed. Yes, that's right. That was his name. I'd almost forgotten. He found me and told me about the bank robbers. Then at the last minute, he turned back and refused to go in with me. He... Hello. Come on, we're taking the Blackwater Trail.
What about outlaws? We not stay here?
I'm beginning to get some idea of their scheme. It's got something to do with Jed. We let the outlaws go for the present, Tonto. Follow me and keep your eyes open. We're looking for the posse.
Get him up! Hold, Silver!
We're halfway to Blackwater already, Tonto. You're certain the posse was going to take the trail at dawn?
That's what Marshall's saying, and he leave.
You left in a hurry.
Well, that's right. But Marshall not changed mind. Him say take up trail of outlaw dawn.
Marshall knew it was the outlaws who had the cattleman's cash. He wouldn't follow our trail instead.
Kimasabi, followed us.
Yes, that's the posse, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
What you do?
We're going to meet them.
But that man, they think we outlaw too. They shoot us.
We won't give them a chance. We'll be right in with them before they can draw their guns. Come on, Silver. Faster.
Company.
Hold your horses, gents. Rein up. Two riders. Who are they?
I don't know. They're coming right out of the sunlight. It's hard to... Gee, hush of that, Marshal. It's the engine. Grab your shooting irons.
Hold on. Don't reach for your gun.
What's it? Mess man.
Mister, you're a lively corpse.
I came here of my own free will, Marshal. You're meant to leave their guns in their holsters.
That's right. I do not want to pull trigger either.
Chiquino, we got some idea how straight the engine shoots. From the looks of you, Mess man, I'd say you could shoot better than him. Keep your hands off your guns, boys. Maybe there's something the masked man's got to say.
Well, there is. First of all, I had nothing to do with that robbery.
That's easy to say.
I was in that building to stop the robbery.
Yeah.
Where's Jed? You can ask him. He led me there.
Jed?
Yes. I don't know his last name.
Marshall. He must mean Jed Langer.
I don't see him with you.
Hey, he's up ahead, scouting out the trail.
How far ahead?
I don't know. He's a mighty good man on the trail. So he said he'd go ahead and make sure we don't run into an ambush from them outlaws.
Marshal, do you trust him?
Trust Jed Lanky? You hear that, boys?
Sure we trust Jed Lanker. We trust him a heap sight more than we trust you, mister.
Well, I think Lanker's an outlaw.
Mister, we heard enough. Lanker's one of the best known gents in Blackwater. I don't know what you come here for, but you're going back to jail right now.
Well, don't move.
Josephat, he drew his guns like lightning.
Ready, Tonto?
Me ready.
You know, mister, you got to drop on us right now.
Never mind the talk, Marshal. Tonto and I aren't staying to hear it. If you want us, come after us.
We sure will.
We'll make it easy for you. We're going after Jed Lanker.
We'll get you.
I wish you luck, but I don't think your horses are as fast as ours. Now, Tonto.
Get him up. Come on, Silver.
What are we staring for? Grab your guns.
No guns.
You've been chewing loco weed? They'll be out of range in a couple of seconds.
There'll be no shooting. In the first place, those zombies could have gunned us, and they didn't. In the second place, we got no idea how close we are to the rest of the outlaws. Maybe this was a trick to make us start shooting, so they'd hear the sound and be ready for us.
Say, I never thought of that, Marshal. Guess you're right.
Head right after him. Keep watching for Jed Lanker. All right, let's get moving.
Come on.
Come on.
Those hoof marks are fresh.
Indian spurs and horse make him go fast.
It's obvious he wasn't following a trail, Tonto. He's moving too fast to keep watching for signs.
That right?
That means he knows where he's going.
You think him trying to meet him?
I'm positive of it. It's not going to be easy to prove it to the marshal. You saw how he acted.
Marshal him think dead lanker heap good.
Boss is coming along the trail behind us. We're traveling much faster, but still.
What you think?
We need all the time we can get. We'll have to take a chance.
What you mean?
We're cutting away from the trail, Tonto. Head that way up toward the rim.
He must have you. What about Lanker?
I'm gambling that I know where Lanker's heading, Tonto. When he gets there, I want to be close enough to listen. Follow me!
Careful, Tonto. Not a sound.
They're outlaw camp right below us.
Yes, they're close enough to hear. Quiet.
Where? Any sign of him yet? Sun's starting to go down. He said he'd be here by noon.
No sign yet, Meacham.
Who they look for?
Wait and see.
Somebody coming.
Who is it?
Can't tell yet. One rider moving fast.
Hello!
It's him. It's Jim Lanker.
Quiet. Our plan worked out, Tonto. Quiet and listen.
Had the right part way with the posse, Meacham. Wouldn't do if they was to get suspicious.
How far back are they?
Oh, 4 or 5 miles, I reckon.
Oh, good. Say, you didn't see that engine on your way here, did you?
Engine?
Yeah, one named Tarno. Partner of the mask man.
Oh, I haven't seen him since last night. He took the masked man's body at the point of a gun and rode off with him. Why do you ask?
I guess it's nothing to fret about. This arrow was shot into the camp this morning.
A silver bullet fastened to it.
We figured that engine is planning to get revenge for us finishing off the Lone Ranger.
I didn't see a thing.
We'll forget it then. Just so long as the engine can't warn the posse.
Not a chance. They don't trust him. They figure he's an outlaw, too.
Well, that's true enough. I don't reckon he'll try to get us single-handed. Even the Redskins got more sense than that. How about it, Jed? How many are in the posse?
10. Not counting me.
10, There's 8 of us.
Count me on your side. It's 9 against 10.
Well, I reckon that'll work just fine. You head back for the posse and lead them straight to the valley below us, Savvy. If you lead them, they won't be ready for an ambush.
Sure. I'll tell them you're miles away.
You can shoot them down before they know what hit them.
Just a second, Meacham.
Yeah, what's on your mind, Larry?
Why bother with the posse at all? Why don't we just hop on our horses and head west?
Because we need more horses, Larry, that's why.
Well, I don't say...
All we got is one horse apiece. We're carrying gold. It's heavy. Unless we have 2 horses for each man, we'll be moving slower and slower all the time. We'll never reach the border in time to get across the Rio Grande. How do you, Savvy?
Oh, so that's it. We want the horses that posse's riding.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you gents, don't aim at the horses. We need them. Knock the men out of the saddles, understand? Good. I guess that's all, Jed. Get traveling. Bring the posse right through this valley. We'll be up above waiting. Keep well ahead of the posse so you don't catch one of our bullets. That's all.
Adios, Meacham.
Adios.
Come on, get up there.
Did you hear that, Tonto?
What do we do?
Back out the way we came. Don't make a sound. Once we get to our horses, we'll have to ride like the wind. Whether they like it or not, we'll have to convince that posse that Jed Lanker's our enemy. We're friends.
I don't like this, Marshal. There's no sign of the masked man in the engine. What happened to Jed?
He ought to be back by now.
You reckon the masked man got him?
Hey, no, boys. Sure looks peculiar. Jed didn't seem to be going this long. He's from Ash, man.
He's right here.
Nobody move. This time you listen.
You've got to listen, Marshal. Tonto and I just got proof that Jed Lanker is an outlaw. He was just talking to Meacham.
Mister, that sounds like a bare-faced lie.
That's enough. You see that valley up ahead?
What of it?
Jed's going to lead you through that valley, Marshal. Meacham and his gang will be hidden on the slope.
Sure, that is a likely spot for an ambush.
When Jed comes back, pretend that you'll do as he says. Then instead of following him through the valley, lag behind. Cut up the slope and circle down. You'll trap those outlaws in the rear.
It sounds good if what you say is true. How about it, gents?
Sure sounds good, Marshal. The only trouble is these 2 hombres. We don't trust them one bit.
All right, mister. If we can prove that you can trust us, will you follow our plan?
I reckon you better talk fast, masked man. I see a horseman down at the far end of the valley. Must be Jed Lanker. One way or the other, we aim to corral those outlaws. Now start talking, mister.
Quiet, you hombres. Keep down low and watch out the sunlight doesn't reflect off your rifles. We don't want that posse to be warned.
Meet him. Here comes Jed Lanker.
Yeah. Reckon everything's going according to plan.
I don't see the posse.
They'll be quite a ways behind Jed.
Jed's gone past us now.
Yeah, get set. Watch the head of the valley. Any minute now, that posse...
Now, Marshal! What in blazes?
What thunder? We were fools. It's a posse. They got behind us.
Meet that Jed Lanker.
Led by the Lone Ranger, the Marshal and his posse thundered down the slope, their guns blazing. The outlaws wheeled and fought back, but they were fighting uphill, aiming into the sun. Before they could fire more than a few shots, the posse was at close quarters. Silver ranged everywhere like a white thunderbolt, and the Lone Ranger's bullets knocked the guns from the outlaws' hands. By the time Tonto returned with Jed Lanker as his prisoner, the battle was over. The outlaws were roped in their saddles, and the Marshal had the stolen gold.
Walls can open and go. Oh, here, Lanker, Marshal. Him not put up fight.
Hey, thanks, Tonto. Get over there with those other skunks, Lanker. You're heading for jail. Take him, boys.
All right, come on. You go now. Join Mask Man.
Oh, God, Meacham, what went wrong?
Go ahead. Tell him, Meacham.
I don't savvy. Everything was going as smooth as...
Why, you ornery coyote. You told me the Lone Ranger was dead.
Why, sure he is.
Yeah? And who's that over yonder?
Well, I'll be. The Lone Ranger.
All right, Lanker. You almost had his fool. We're all ready to follow you right into an ambush. Only the Mask Man stopped us. Yep. We didn't know who he was. Figured he was an outlaw. Then he told us the name of his horse and gave us this. From then on, we knew who he was. We knew we could trust him and not you.
Why, a silver bullet.
Yeah, Lanky. A silver bullet from the Lone Ranger.
A silver
bullet! Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.